Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
I can't do this anymore. I'm so tired. I'm tired of trying to fit into his schedule. No, I hear you. No. It's just that it used to be about us, but now it's all about him and what he has to do.
Really? I gotta meet you.
Had to deal with me, and even though I made you cry, I wanna make it right. Just give me some time to make it right. I go the extra mile to make you smile and just to make your day. I'll go out my way, I'll do whatever it takes. Baby, promise me you stay, baby. Would you just stay, baby? Stay with me, stay. Baby, won't you stay with me? I know that I messed up over a thousand times. Said you wouldn't forgive me, but somehow I changed your mind. And now that we're here, I just can't let you go. And now I got you here, baby girl, I gotta let you know. I go the extra mile to make you smile and just to make your day. I'll go out my way, I'll do whatever it takes. I want you to always
Another episode of Unmasked with authorist Terry E. Lyle. First, I want to thank all of my listeners from north to south, east to west, and all my global listeners in 28 countries. And today, we're going to be discussing the world in a crisis situation, and I'm talking about the coronavirus. But before I do that, I want to say hi to my co-host who's holding down the East Coast. How you doing, Chris?
Hello, I'm doing good. I'm doing awesome.
Wonderful. Wonderful. And I want to speak to my co-host who's handled down the West Coast. How you doing, Mark?
I'm doing great. I'm glad to be doing anything at all.
Wonderful, wonderful. You know, and I got, I think Ms. Roberts on here, last four digits, 5449, holding down the middle of the states. How you doing, Tammy? Well, let me see. Open up her mic. How you doing, Tammy? Hello? Tammy?
Tammy, tell me true.
Well, she's not saying anything. Well, anyway, we got a caller on here whose last four digits is 2921. How are you, caller, and what's your name?
Oh, this is Tammy Jersey Roberts.
Okay.
Hi, Tammy.
Yeah, you guys couldn't hear me on the other one.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So somebody else. Well, anyway, I just first want to start by saying that, unfortunately, the globe, I'm not talking about the United States, I'm talking worldwide, we're in a unified rush to find a cure for the coronavirus that is killing a lot of people. Now, I don't know about your perspective, but my perspective is, and I believe this in my spirit, I believe that the coronavirus was man-made. And the reason I believe this is because on the news, I saw this research doctor state that back in 2011, he had a cure for it, but didn't nobody want to finance it. How could you have a cure for something that nobody heard about until 2020? Okay, that's 9 years later. So that makes me believe that that coronavirus was made, manufactured in a lab or whatever, because we're growing exponentially the population on the world, you know, and I think that, you know, it was done intentionally to create this confusion right now, kill off some folks, you know, because we are like every time you turn around, there's no space, especially in China. Oh, my Lord, their population is over. Woo! But anyway, with that being said, I had to say my piece. I am going to first let the East Coast co-host state his case.
All right. My case is that we have to listen to the doctors, including Dr. Tony Fauci and Dr. David Agus, I think that's how you pronounce it. We have to listen to the doctors, and we have to say the prayers, because Italy, I think I read somewhere, Italy has it worse than any of us, and you know, my heart goes out to them.
Yes, they do. They do. It's sad you say that. You know, Italy, you know, is locking it down, and we'll get into that more. But I'm gonna let Mark share what he wants to share. Then we'll let Tammy share what she wants to share.
Terry, I just got some very, very distressing news from our state, California, and we've already instituted the lockdown on our state, where we're advised not to go out anywhere non-essential. We don't have to. Except to go to the store or get gas or something, or go to a job that's, you know, necessary. But anyway, California estimates that more than half of the state, that is 25.5 million people, will get the virus over the next 8 weeks, according to a letter by Governor Gavin Newsom. That's our governor.
Yeah.
So like half of the state is going to be wiped out. I mean, he's going to contract this disease in the next 8 months. I hadn't heard that. That is scary, Terry.
Scary. And where I'm at too, Bible class has been canceled. Sunday school has been canceled. Then I get a call from one of the elders. I think church is canceled. And they're asking me, is there anything we can bring to you, to the single women, you know? And we're pretty much told not to go nowhere. They are not even serving any food where you can go inside and get it. Yeah. The businesses are still open, are only doing carry out, or they deliver, and they starting to shut that down. All the beaches has been shut down, you know, and where my daughter and grandson is in Columbus, Georgia, they have stopped the schools. So now my grandson, who just got here, he got to finish his school online because school is shut for the rest of the year, and they on a curfew, and the roads are being blocked, you know, and if it's more than 10 people, then you're not supposed to be there. And so I think that's one of the reasons why church was, put on hold until further notice, because it's more than 10 people go to church, because I belong to a mega church. Man, you know, it's like, whoo, you know. So at the end of the day, I'm not afraid. I'm not going to tell you why I'm not afraid unless you ask me. So I'm going to just throw this over to Tammy.
Well, I agree with you. Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah,
we can. I agree with you, Terry, that I think that I don't know if it was man-made or not, but I feel it's being promoted by pharmaceutical industry, and I feel like they're going to come up with a magical vaccine that's going to cost a lot of money, and you know, a lot of people are going to get rich, you know, based on this. And I'm definitely not afraid. I'm not going into fear mode, because as soon as you start being in fear, you lose all common sense and your intelligence.
That's
you
right.
Start making bad decisions. And I'm happy in my community that people are pulling together. People are starting to slow down. They're being polite to each other. And I see people on Facebook and whatever saying, hey, if you're older and you're afraid to go out, I'll be happy to go get your groceries and things like that. And we don't know if these people are carrying stuff, but it's just the gesture that people are pulling together.
Yes, that's so heartwarming.
That is wonderful, you know, because, they do have, like, a time frame where they just allow senior citizens to go. But the problem that I'm having when I go to the store is the hoarding, because they say two items of this or two items of this, and I'm seeing all these people together, you know, got more than enough, you know, and the shelves are bare, you know. And, for instance, the toilet paper, I went there a couple of days in a row, the toilet paper is gone. So if anybody who's in the same dilemma, please do not use paper towels. Because it will clog up your plumbing if you're a homeowner.
Yes.
You know, and it will cause a financial debt to the landlord if you're renting. You know, a good compromise for toilet paper is just get the tissue in the box. It's soft like toilet paper, and it will flush, you know. But don't be just throwing stuff down that toilet, you know, and just don't panic. But, you know, I'm going to say why I'm not afraid. You know, the reason I'm not afraid might be different from your reason or whatever. The reason I'm not afraid is because I'm trying to live my life right. And I believe that as a Christian who is practicing doing good to people, doing good for people. I feel like, you know, if I contract the coronavirus, I'm not afraid. I don't care, because I believe that once I drop this earthly robe, then I'll be in heaven. You know, we only got two choices where we're going when we die, heaven or hell. And I don't think that I'm doing nothing to warrant me going to hell. And that'd be more quicker for me to see my mother, you know. So I'm not afraid. Let it be what it's going to be, you know. But in the meantime, if I can help somebody, I'm going to be there. But I'm not going in that panic mode. I refuse to do that, because when I panic, I believe that God ain't real. And I know he's real.
Amen on that, yes.
Amen.
I'm with you, Jane.
Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, you know, I'm lucky that I, as a senior, I get my meals delivered every day. So, but what happened is that the senior, the place that serves the seniors, you know, they had their congregate meals shut down. So now a lot of the people, a lot of the seniors that were going to eat their meals downtown are getting them done, getting delivered. So my poor guy driver that brings my meals to me every day came at like 2 hours late, and he said, I didn't complain, of course not. You know, he delivered, but he said, I've got 20 more people on my delivery route now. I wonder how I can keep going doing this. So I you know, it's going to impact. Well, it's already impacting every way of life, every point of life. So anyway, so yeah.
So that's a good point. So Chris, how have this coronavirus impacted your life in a negative way?
I don't think it has impacted my life in a negative way. I don't know anybody that's been affected by this coronavirus. I stay home. You know, I think we all should stay home if we can. You shouldn't be in fear mode. But people have to be fair. You know, like not hoard the toilet paper. Get what you need, and you know, go out if you need to. But be cautious. You know, don't be. You know, be. Follow the rules by the CDC and you know, your state laws, and you know, I'm not saying be afraid. I'm just saying, you know, be cautious and pay attention and take it seriously.
Right. And Tammy,
yeah.
What has altered your way of life, if any, by the coronavirus, other than, you know, we're all advised to, you know, self quarantine if we can. Have anything else changed in your normal routine?
I also own a real estate company, yes, and I've had a couple of people that took their homes off the market because they didn't want strangers coming in their house, and they just decided to stay put and see what happens.
That's a good point.
You know,
yeah.
I don't want to, like, create that as a momentum, because I think that was isolated cases, but you know, that was one thing that happened. The other thing is, it's mostly been, you know, inconvenient to have to go to two or three stores for 3 or 4 days in a row, and you still can't get toilet paper, and one store was out of meat yesterday, and you know, it's just things like that. And I'm thinking that all these people are going to start returning the toilet paper in about 2 weeks.
I wouldn't want it. I've
been wanting refunds.
I hope they bring it back unused.
Yeah, exactly. No recycled allowed.
For real. But you know what was really funny today? I had two checks I was going to deposit in the bank. And the banks, well, I'll say Wells Fargo, where I'm at, you can't come inside. If you don't use the ATM, that's it. The front doors are locked. Ain't no inside, nothing. I said, what?
Yeah, so.
I
know. I went to a business today, too, and they were standing outside. They said, well, we can only let one person at a time in there because of the 6-foot rule.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know. It's causing our society, because where I live, people hug each other, but they're not now.
Right.
Yeah, you got to be safe.
Is that what you said? Tammy said, where you live, that people Hung, H-U-N-G, others?
Hug.
No, hug.
H-U-G. Hug.
Hug. Oh, hug. Okay, what the heck?
That's not drugs.
No, no.
No, no.
Oh my God.
People touch each other and hug here.
Yeah, and I do a lot of hugging myself because I feel like a hug makes a person feel like they're worthy. You know, a lot of times when people call themselves giving you a hug and they pat the tip, top of your back, say that. That's what you're going to do with your fingertips, touch, pat my back. Don't do it because I want you to feel like, oh, my God, I'm scared of you. If you're going to hug me, hug me. I want to feel some pressure on my back, you know. And, you know, still some people that I trust and I don't see them coughing or having problem wheezing and breathing, I will still do that because that's something I'm used to doing. But, oh, my goodness, I tell you, it's just a sad thing that our president, with his lying behind self, and I don't care who don't like it, but that's my perspective. You got yours, I got mine. You know, President Trump, he lied about so many things, and when they got on the news and asked him about this and this and that, he denied it. Then he said he don't want to get tested for coronavirus, and he's definitely in that age group that you should be concerned. But, you know, and then it took him forever to decide to call it a pandemic. You know, he said he wanted to wait and see what other people do. You know, you're the president. You ain't got to worry about what they do. You're supposed to protect the United States. Do that. Wow. Focus on that instead of being on Twitter talking about people. You know, it's time for other things. Focus on the government. Stop focusing on this media stuff because, you know, I've lost so much faith in him. I really didn't have much to start with, but I kind of lost it down to zero because this man is crazy. He is really stuck on stupid. He lied, and then they show him a clip where he said a certain thing. Then he lied about that. You know, he's crazy. You know, and I just hope him and his wife and his son, Barron, and his daughter and sons by a previous wife, I hope they don't catch it. Because as a president, it's his job to go different places and meet different dignitaries. So you don't never know. Because they're talking about all these different people who have it, like sports figures and lawyers and, you know, Tom Hanks and his wife, that they were tested positive. So you never know. So, you know, I tell you, but if any time they say they closing down where I'm at, the voting for and putting it on postponing it, that tells you something. But, Trump has got on my last nerve, and I apologize to anybody who that's who you're supporting because that's what you do what you do. I do what I do. But, man, to me, he's a J-O-K-E.
I want to say he did get tested, and I guess it came back negative. He did get tested.
Oh, he did get tested?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, I heard that too.
Okay,
I'm glad because, you know, everybody, I don't care how you act, everybody got somebody who love him, and for his family's sake, and I'm sure he got love from his family, I'm glad they're okay, that, you know, his old behind is clear. So is he wearing a face mask and gloves now?
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, I would not want his job. Woo!
No,
he got too many people, man. You know, shoot. But, you know, all jokes aside, you know, I'm glad Mr. Trump is negative for the coronavirus, you know. And I got to pull back because, you know, I'm a car-fledging Democratic member of the Democratic Party, you know. So, you know, maybe I should keep my opinion publicly myself, but I just had to go there because, you know, this show called Unmasked, we peeling back the layers, you know. You don't like it, hang up.
And I also,
you know, what taps my hide is that in his speech, he crossed out the word corona and he wrote in with his own handwriting, he wrote in Chinese virus to blame
the Chinese. Yeah,
China virus.
Yeah.
You see, that's what I'm called for. You know, making people get a nuclear bomb and a bomb out behind because, you know, you got to give China credit. They some smart people over there. They're people, man. they are very studious and they're very intelligent, you know. Why would you do that? You know, see, that causes anger, you know. And you know, with North Korea, they already pissed off at us, you know, and he's going to piss off somebody else. This is not the time to be worried about warfare when we're trying to figure out get the health scare under control. Come on.
Go ahead. Oh, I was just going to say, I did hear that someone thinks this is some type of a warfare against the world, that someone intentionally released it.
Yeah,
right.
I believe man-made, you know. I really, really do. Because how you going to have a cure for something in 2011, and we didn't hear about it until 2020? So 9 years
well, you know,
ago.
Right.
Yeah.
We need to be kissing China. We need to be kissing China's ass because they can help us now. They're manufacturing test kits now over there now for us and for the world. So we need to be nicer to China, not antagonistic.
They're recovering over there. I heard they're starting to recover. I did hear that as well. But Chris, you've been watching the news faithfully as well. What have you heard, darling?
Well, I just want to say that, you know, Rita Wilson and Tom Hanks are doing well, and I thought just when we was coming on the air, I found out that Andy Cohen from Bravo's Watch What Happens Live, he got tested positive for this coronavirus.
You
and my heart
goes
out.
For real? Andy
Cohen. Yeah.
Oh,
Andy Cohen. Yes.
Oh my goodness.
I love him.
Oh my goodness.
He got a brand new. Your boy, too, on top of it?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
And also, Daniel D. Kim got tested positive, too. And I also want to say real quick that it doesn't matter who you are or what political views you have. People may die from this coronavirus, especially the people who are at risk. But people can survive, and we just have to be cautious.
And you know who else got it, you guys? Actor Idris Elba. Idris Elba announced it.
Yes,
he did.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know,
he's so fun.
Man, everybody want to be a star, but you know, when you a celebrity or well-known figure, you know, you come in contact with a lot of people. And, you know, I've heard also, I don't know if any of y'all heard this, I've heard, though, that some people who tested positive for the coronavirus didn't even have the symptoms, like the fevers or the difficulty breathing. They didn't even have the symptoms when they tested positive.
Yeah, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, but I heard that.
Yeah, why would they waste a test kit on someone with no symptoms? Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't
know.
Weird.
But I think it was the reason why they knew it tested positive because someone else that they knew had it and they didn't have any symptoms. And so they just did it, you know, prophylactically, you know, because they was exposed to that person. And then they say
sometimes, I understand. Okay.
You might have it, but you might not show symptoms or whatever for maybe 5 or 7 days or whatever, you know, but oof. But
you
I
know, Terry, what I know. You know, I'm sorry. What I don't understand is why the governor of Florida didn't close the beaches. All the spring breakers are down there laying in the sun and partying, and you know they're just ignoring everybody's plan to you know stay 6 feet away from each other.
Yeah, but you know what? Yeah, because
that's
Alabama shut their shit down. You get a ticket
yeah.
if you're putting Alabama on the beach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They closed Alabama's beaches.
Yep. All Alabama's beaches are shut down. They are closed. They got, if you're driving somewhere, you'll see it on marquees here and there. And if you get caught out there, you got a big fat fine.
Well, they ought to do the same in Florida. I mean, seriously, you know.
Yeah, I guess it's so by individual state, what they're going to do. But y'all
all the beaches, California.
Yeah, all the beaches.
Right. Okay, hold
hey,
on.
Hey, I have to go, you guys.
Oh, you do? Well, darling, thank you for tuning in, Tammy. Love you.
All right,
thank you.
Thanks, you guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We're going to take a little music break, right back. Wrap it up. I don't know why my co-host Mark was running his face while the music was playing, Martin, but you know better than that. But anyway, I'm going to let them have their last words, and hopefully you can say something that's going to encourage those people out there that's going through it right now. And Chris, what you'd like to say first, darling?
Well, first I wanted to ask, nobody, we don't have any callers, Terry?
Nobody who want to get in here. They're on the chat.
Oh.
So if they
okay.
don't hit the
All
one
right.
key to let me know they want to say something, then I can't open the mic. A lot of people just,
okay, well,
they're afraid of the radio
right.
voice, whatever.
Okay, well, that's fun. I just thought I'd ask. I just want to say, make sure anybody who's going to follow the coronavirus, I'm in media, so that's for, you know, that's my job. But if you're going to follow it, at least get your information from three different sources, not just one. And I also wanted to say that, you know, take a break from the TV if you can and play some music. I know it, you know, it this affects all of us. We have to be cautious and we have to follow the rules and the guidelines. And I've been self-quarantined in my house for days, but play some music and, you know, take a break from all the news and stuff. And just, you know, live life, but live life safely.
That's good advice,
Amen.
Chris. Thank you. That's good advice. Okay, Mark, what you got to say that you give a hand, you drop off the line. I was spanking you because you know better than that.
Couldn't hear anything. It went blank. It went dark. I had to call you back.
You didn't hear any music playing?
No, I heard nothing. That's the reason I had to call you back. I don't know what happened.
Okay,
so,
well, that's fine.
Maybe,
but don't say, Terry, are you there?
What's happening? What's happening? No,
I'm
anyway.
I'll make Chris spank you.
Yeah, I'm not going to touch him.
I agree with Chris on everything. You know, I'm not going to go into fear base. I will not. I would take all the precautions, and like you said, when the master calls me to go home, I'll go home, you know, on his time
yeah.
only. So.
But you know, one thing I just thought about, you know, what Chris said is right. You know, take a break because, you know, you're looking at too much that you're just amping yourself up, you know, and call your friends. Learn how to laugh like we just did, you know, because people might
yeah.
think it don't work, but laughter really helps when you're going through something, because those little moments that I would laugh with people when I was going through the loss of my mom, it helped, you know. And sometimes the world, not just the United States, the world, we are all going something together, you know. We're collectively going through something together, and this is a horrible thing. And just remember, like Chris, Mark, and I have said before, if you look like you're dirty, wash your hands 20 seconds. Wash your body even longer. You know, come on now. Don't be trifling. Go
even
to
if
the,
you're not dirty, wash your hands and body. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, please don't be trifling. If you got a cough or something, you know, cough in your tissue
because,
and then throw that tissue away.
Cough.
You know,
yeah, cough
if you stay your butt
elbow.
In the house.
Yeah.
And if you got chest pains and you feel like you can't breathe and stuff, you know, and you don't know whether it's asthma or whether it's the coronavirus, then get tested. But for the people out there who are hypochondriacs and always think they got some, don't sit there and waste the space for somebody who might need it, whether it's a vehicle accident or the coronavirus. If you're not sick, don't play sick, because they ain't got time and they don't have the staff to treat people who are there wasting up hospital beds. Let, you know, don't go to the hospital if you don't need to go, and stop calling for ambulances if you don't need none. Because some people, they just like to get attention. This is not the time for that. We got to work together,
right.
fight together, you know. Don't do it. Just don't do it. You know, and don't come visit me if you're coughing and wheezing.
Yeah.
Stay your behind home, because I tell you what, I looked through my peephole. I said, I'm sorry. I can't come out.
Me and my Mark don't take any visitors. We have his grandson Scotty, but you know he doesn't go anywhere. That's why we have him. We don't have
That's
visitors.
Right.
We don't let people in our house. Yeah.
I don't blame you, Chris. What are you doing, Mark? Don't be sitting there trying to feed everybody. Because, see, Mark, he's Chef Boyardee. He always want to invite somebody to dinner. Cut off that dinner shit. Stay home. And don't invite nobody in. I don't care. They live upstairs or downstairs. Close your door, Mark. Because you don't know where they've been in the course of a day. And coming back, bringing you some.
My neighbor from downstairs, Steven, he don't go anywhere. So I'm pretty sure that, you know, he's okay. But that's it.
Okay.
I'm just not
saying
people anymore right now. So.
Yeah, call your family if you need to them and tell them that you love them, you know, and reach out to them via the phone. And even the phone, you know, because you know how many people use your phone. Because if they wipe down your phone too, you know, just wipe your phone down, wipe your doorknobs, the outside.
Yep.
Just
wipe everything down.
Go to your mailbox,
exactly.
Get your damn mail. Wipe that or wear gloves when you pull your mail out, because you know how many hands it done went through. You know, this is like, you know, come on. We got to think proactively, you know. And on that note, I just want to say, if you're out there and you're drinking and doing something you shouldn't be doing, don't do it. Stay home.
No.
Self-quarantine. You know, think straight, you know, and act right.
Mm-hmm.
Don't take that confusion and that sickness nowhere else. And I'm going to ask you, Chris, is there anything you want to say before we go? And then I'm going to ask Mark.
Just, you know, self-quarantine, you know, just things I've been saying. And, yeah, you know, wipe everything down in your house and be, you know, be safe. I mean, you know, like Terry says, don't be afraid of death, but also care. You know, care about, don't be selfish. Don't hoard food at the grocery store. Care about other people. And be safe with common sense.
Sounds good. And you, Mark, what you got to say, baby?
I said this is a great time to binge watch Netflix or do some social shit online, on Facebook, where you can't catch your germs.
Well, it gives me a little time to say, well, my shoulder, my back is feeling a little better. Let me tackle some more boxes now, you know, and start doing some stuff right here. And so I get tired enough, I'll just go straight to sleep. But I appreciate y'all guys being here. I appreciate Tammy Roberts for her time she's been here, sharing her perspective, you know. And if I offended anybody with my comments, but personally, I don't give a damn. But you get what you get.
Yeah, exactly. You get what you get.
On that note, good night, darlings. Good to see y'all. We'll be right here next week with Gail Johnson. I'll talk to y'all soon. See you on Wednesday for a little chit-chat. Okay, baby.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye, darling.
Bye-bye.
Bye.